On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
A lot of my colleagues are probably getting the train to Kilkenny, I'm sure, like myself, a little bit later on this evening. And the National Transport Authority is being questioned on when they're going to reinstate catering services on all of the Irish Rail intercity routes, because, as you well know, these services suspended during the COVID pandemic, and on most of the routes they haven't actually been fully restored at all. Lachlan Gallagher is the chair of the Galway Commuters Coalition. What's the story on the Galway route, Lachlan?
Yeah, well, we've been missing our catering service since COVID, as everyone except the Cork Line and the Enterprise to Belfast have. So we'd definitely be supporting a call to bring them back.
And you obviously, you commute, you use the rail services, I take it then, on a regular basis.
I do, yeah. I'm a Dub originally, but I'd be up and down to Galway and to Dublin a lot on the railway and on buses and driving the odd time. And you know, the catering service in the past was a real advantage for rail. And as we try to move people, you know, from their cars onto the trains where we can, it's an advantage that we shouldn't leave lying. You know, the ability to get a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and a sandwich is a real bonus.
How long is the Galway-Dublin route?
About 2.5 hours. It can be longer or shorter, depending where you stop. You're getting a night of early train at like 5:30 or whatever, and you want to get a sandwich before a meeting, it's... It would be nice to be able to get one, you know.
Yeah, but it's even the coffee in the morning. Particularly, I'm sure, for, you know, a lot of people that would use the train services from Galway and along that route travelling to Dublin, if they're trying to get that early morning train in for 9 o'clock. I mean, being able to get at least a coffee on the train. Or the other thing I can't wrap my head around, Lachlan, I know myself and my family would often use the Sligo train service to Dublin, and then we might drive from there to Ballyshannon. You can't even get a coffee at the train station.
That's a serious kind of flaw in our mind in Ryanair Éireann's policies, is that they aren't very accepting or willing to facilitate in-station shops and coffee shops and the like. If you go to other railway networks in Europe, you'll see that, you know, every station or at least ones that are halfway busy will have a little coffee shop or maybe a bar or similar. It's a great money spinner, to be honest. And when the railway at the moment, like the Department of Transport, seems to be wanting to raise fares and cut investment in our public transport network. So, you know, they should be looking for other sources of revenue to protect those revenue streams.
Yeah, I see Senator Mark Duffy, who's a member of the Transport Committee, he's actually raised this issue, you know, about the absence of onboard catering, calling for it to be fully reinstated.
Yeah, we'd absolutely support that. Ryanair Éireann told, you know, a couple of years ago, I think it was on your program, actually, Jim Mead, the former CEO, or the outgoing CEO, said that they were looking at reinstating them, and they were tendering out for it. There's been very little movement since. And then they mentioned, you know, they might have a pilot scheme for vending machines. And I'm like, but frankly, that's not acceptable. You know, how has this taken so long? It's not that hard to get, you know, an organization to brew a few coffees and push a few trolleys, you know, and it's really something that just is basic, very basic, and it's a bit of a disgrace, frankly, that you can't.
We don't have it. Stay with me, Lachlan. Jack is with me on the line. Jack, you're in Kerry, is that right?
That's right. That's
right. What's the story with the services there?
Well, the services are actually, you know, I think, like, as much as I'd probably complain about them not being brilliant and being slow, like, technically, I live in South Kerry, so it's about 1 hour and 15 minutes just to get to the train station. But once you are actually on the train in Killarney, it is faster to take the train than actually to finish the drive. So, you know, ultimately, I do enjoy taking the train. But what I would say is, it's funny, I used to live in London. I used to get the Sailing Rail home a lot to Ireland, which is a it's a service subsidised by the government, where you're ferry across from, say, Rosslare to the UK, and then the train to London is all subsidised. So, like, I think the train from Holyhead to London is usually about £150. The Sailing Rail, the combined journey, is only about €82 for your boat and your train. But the funny thing is, on some random, I think it's a Welsh train service, it's called the Great Western Railway, You get a full 2 or 3 course dinner menu when you sit down in your seat on the train. And they have, and this is not, I'm not talking about somewhere, like this is not
some first class carriage or something, is it?
It's not a first class, they have their full restaurant carriage. And like, I actually, out of interest, pulled up the menu here. You can get a proper starters. You get, you know, obviously pea and mint soup or salad. You can get a steak. You can get butter poached cod. You can get miso chicken as a main and a full dessert menu with a full wine list to go with it.
Sounds great.
You know, this is, and this is our neighbours over in, I mean, Massmore, De Winter and Ratanbhog. You know, they're obviously doing it right over there in Wales, you know.
Yeah.
Which is exceptional. So it just shows that we do definitely lack the investment in our train service. And coming from Cork or Kerry, the big thing is, if you think about it, I have to get the 7 o'clock train, leave my house at 5. So I'm on the train and everyone else is on the train during like the breakfast hour. I have to get then, say, the 4 to between 4 and 6 o'clock train home. So I'm on the train during dinner. Like, it would be unbelievable, you know, if there was a proper service provided. And I think you would have a lot of people availing of it. But as well, we do see, even in the Irish government's policies, I know years ago they put out for green bonds to invest in Irish transport infrastructure. But when I looked at it, like, well over 50 to 60% of the investment was in the Greater Dublin area on the commuter services. And I understand the population is there, but we need to definitely upgrade our services. We definitely need to. And I mean, from a tourist point of view, as well as a commuter point of view, you know, it's definitely an incredible investment we should be making.
Well, before we start getting the pea and mint soup and the steak and wine list, we'll try and get an Americano at least at some of the country's train stations. Keigo was with me as well. Stay with us, Jack. 1800 453106 is the number. I believe you take the Belfast train regularly. Is that right?
How are we? Happy Friday. Let's start off with that. The weather's beautiful out there. I'm just wearing the wrong clothes. So, yeah, it needs to be brought back. Like, it exists on the way to Belfast, which kind of breaks up. I don't know if any parents out there would understand the Minecraft fights that happen when the children start arguing with each other. The trolley pops by, and I know people are talking about coffees and things like that. Sometimes parents need something a little bit stronger on these trips to minimise the aggravation with the kids shouting at each other that exists on the way to Belfast, because it's a tradition. It's an Irish tradition, like the toy show and Copperface Jacks, the trolley going up and down the aisleway. It's part of the journey, you know, and we need it brought back to save the parents who are going crazy, bringing their kids up to Belfast, out to Galway, down to Kilkenny, all these sort of places. We need to stay hydrated, and it needs to come back. So I think one of our presidential candidates need to make this
the tea trolley
part of their remit. You know, they definitely get all the votes.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I was on the Belfast train, the Belfast route. I think it was maybe in February of this year. And should they have a tea trolley and they've a stationary bar and all, don't they? On you can get food and everything on that train.
Oh, you live like a king now. Yeah. On the way to Belfast, you don't know yourself, and then you take the train out to Galway, and you have to start stealing lunch off someone sitting beside you on the train. It's terrible.
You must be very jealous, Lachlan, listening to the service, the Belfast service. Lachlan, you can hear me okay.
You can, in the morning. I can hear you there, yeah. You can, if you're in first class, you can get a fry delivered to you in the morning if you're on the Enterprise up to Belfast. But of course, that's operated by TransLink, by the North, their transport organisation. And you know, not to diss the poor North or whatever, but they have a lot less investment in their railways, and they can deliver this, you know, and there's absolutely no reason why we can't. A lot of the trains running to and from Galway and Kilkenny and the like, they have cafes built in that are just sitting empty. It's eerie. You walk by them and they're shuttered. It wouldn't take much to open them.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. And actually, just to clarify something, Jack, I think from memory, coming back from Killarney last year on a New Year's Day, there is a coffee dock or coffee station there, isn't there, a Killarney train station?
Yeah, you can get coffee, all right. There is someone operating out of a kind of a coffee truck there in the mornings. And obviously, look, the train station is in the centre of Killarney. You're not stuck for options for food there. But, you know, I found as well myself, especially if you drive, especially if you come from Cork, if you're doing any long commutes, like we saw yesterday, there was a very disruptive protests for the global Samud flotilla that is en route to Gaza, and they shut down the city yesterday. And it's thought that from organisers, we keep hearing that there will be more of these disruptive protests until the government takes action for Gaza. But then on that point, the train is an amazing investment. The train is incredible. If you think about the congestion that was caused yesterday, and that actually mirrors general congestion anyway, like the train is incredible, skirting through all of that. And I know from living in London and working a lot in Paris and Brussels and other European cities, you'd be mad to think that you drive into work. But Ireland, we just think we still have to do it because our services aren't quite there
yet. You can't rely on them. Okay, listener here making the point, would it not make more sense to just put in some kind of vending machines even at the train stations? I'm sure there must be some sort of technology available for that. You'd think so, wouldn't you? Another listener making the point, why don't they just let the small independent coffee shops operate from an adjusted carriage? Could that work? 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. We've Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail, with us here on the programme today, or on the programme, I should say, today. Sorry, Barry, when are you going to bring back the tea trolley on the trains?
If only for the question to end, it would be one thing. It is very frustrating for customers and indeed for ourselves that we're not in a position. Right now, we're not funded for it. That is the short position. You'll have seen and read in recent days there is a significant shortfall for the funding of public transport overall, and the government in the budget is looking at options about how to address that. We went out to tender, I think Lachlan mentioned it there earlier, we went out to tender for this, for the entire network. We got our costs back, and we again faced the same issue, is that the funding that we have did not cover the full provision around the network. So we continued with the Dublin to Cork and the Dublin to Belfast route. The reason is that the Dublin to Cork, not only is it the busiest route, but it means we cover significant portions of journeys for Kerry and Limerick as well to that. And we jointly operate, I think Keogh mentioned this, this Belfast with TransLink. It's actually a joint operation with ourselves and TransLink and a joint contract there for catering as well. So we do have the costs back. We do have the quotes back from providers for the rest of the network. We've been told the funding is not there to cover that.
Barry. So this is the funding that you guys get at Irish Rail from the government to operate the T trolley service. You haven't been given enough money then, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a public service contract with the NTA, and what they, you know, in fairness, they have to manage the public service offerings across all forms of public transport. And basically, we have an envelope there, and within that, that's what we can provide. We are engaging with the suppliers to say, look, is there any other way of skinning this particular cat in terms of, you know, providing some service? And we will continue to do that and work to get it back. I do think people don't appreciate that, or, you know, we pay the supplier. That is the model, and that is the model everywhere else. Jack mentioned, I think, the trip in Britain, but you are paying the highest rail fares in Europe and Britain as well, which does help in terms of funding the catering there.
Could Irish Rail themselves, Barry, hire tea trolleys and hire staff in and let Irish Rail operate this service?
But again, we are funded through the NTA, through the public service, so that would be more cost, and the funding isn't there.
But people are going to buy their goods.
But you need more. Free. You need more staff. And as I say again, when we go to the market, it isn't the case of somebody bidding for us on board. We pay them, so the cost is there. And I would also say, and just I strongly correct the statement that our policy is not to have in-station station. We have extensive retail in many of our stations, and we are absolutely always open to providers coming to us. And some of them, and many of them, they do. Some of them are full-time in terms of retail operation, and some of them are peak-time only. Galway Station specifically, we have a major redevelopment there. The station is a building site at the moment as we expand it significantly.
Oh, the Dublin services are fine, all right. Houston, I'll be there later, and Connolly and all that. But you won't get tea and coffee in Sligo.
Yeah, but in many of the stations you will. I mean, as mentioned, Killarney, we've got Cork, we've got Limerick. We have been expanding our facilities in many of those stations. But it's down to retailers. We will work with them. There's a concession to us, but ultimately, if there's a demand and there's a business market there, and we are absolutely open to all proposals, be it in terms of units that are within the stations themselves and in terms of mobile as well. Look, the solution, what we want is the catering back on the trains. We are working with...
So you're saying you haven't enough money to hire... Irish Rail don't have the funds to hire people to do it. And is it profitable? Like, why are no independent coffee shops looking to take out this contract?
Well, ultimately, they do. But we went to the market today, and there was quite, I'd say, limited response overall. We pay... They, I suppose, kind of quote us how much they will charge to us to provide the service, and then the profit and loss is a matter for them. We don't see that revenue that goes directly to the catering operator. So We did also look at the options of things like the fuller meal services on Dublin Cork, where we felt, look, within the limited money that we have right now, let's get the trolley for everybody on all the Dublin Cork services, as opposed to just having a premium service for a small number of customers.
In the interim, Barry, could you get a couple of coffee machines and put them at the train stations?
Again, I would talk about here in Connolly and other stations that is there. Again, that is the type of catering offering we're absolutely open to in any location if people want to come with us. We work with vending machine companies in numerous locations, but they have to wash their face for those companies too. So it is something that is absolutely a priority for us to get this back. We know it's frustrating. We want to be able to have an equal service for everybody around the network, and we will be busting our guts to try and get this resolved.
Well, stay with me, Barry. I think we've Leslie's with us on the line today. Leslie, are you a regular train user?
Yeah, I'm on the Sligo route from Carrigan-Shannon, and I have to be amused by all the comments about where you can get coffee. My wife's Italian, and when we go on the Italian trains from Milan to Rome, we get free coffee on the train.
Free coffee?
Yeah, so, you know, it's night and day. Now, I know that there is a coffee shop, a wagon in Drummond, but I think there's a bit of hassle over that. But having said that, the other problem with that particular train, Andrea, is that sometimes the Sligo train gets in at 10 to 10 if it's late. And then you can't get breakfast in Dublin after 10 o'clock. So, you know, you've got up at 5 or 6 and, you know, you're doing a fast or whatever. And then, you know, you get to Dublin and say, no, sorry, no breakfast.
Yeah, it's just it's difficult. Yeah. And I know for people that are getting up at, you know, crazy o'clock, and I know people even from Donegal that go to Sligo to get that first train to try and get into work in Dublin for 9, at least one or 2 days a week. So Barry, to Leslie and Keigo and Jack and Lachlan, who's in Galway, what's your final word to them today? When are they going to get this trolley, hopefully? Is Barry still with me?
I am here, yeah, I'm here.
So when will the Galway route, Barry, likely get their tea trolley?
I can't give you a date. All I can say is that we are working to get this resolved, and as soon as we, the one thing I look forward to announcing more than anything else, Andrea, is that the trolley is back on all services. But as it is there on Cork.
It's just next year. It's into next year now, isn't it?
It certainly won't be this year. Yeah, absolutely not, unfortunately.
All right.
But again, we have a lot of retail and a lot of the stations, and absolutely open to more.
Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail, Lachlan Gallagher there, Jack Keigo Leslie as well. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.